On April 12, 2004, the Marines of Echo Company hunkered down at their combat outpost, an abandoned schoolhouse in Fallujah, Iraq. And then...
I saw flames everywhere for a few seconds.
Big-ass shockwaves, shrapnels ripping through everyone.
And then everything went black.
They were hit. Many were wounded. Some didn't make it home.
See the hole in the building? It's like a square. And when they launched that mortar, it hit. Boom. I mean, one out of a million shot.
A one in a million shot that wasn't luck, but a terrible mistake. I'm Tom Bowman.
And I'm Graham Smith. We're the hosts of Taking Cover, a new investigative podcast from NPR. It's been two decades since the U.S. invaded Iraq. At first, it seemed like a quick victory.
Remember, President Bush said, as of what, May of 2003?
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended.
The war's over.
In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed.
So, okay, yay. So
mission accomplished.
Yeah.
3 years ago, a good source gave me a tip. A deadly friendly fire incident in Fallujah had been covered up for political reasons.
I mean, I'm not looking to be a part of a smear campaign, like meant to make the Marines look bad. If your goal is truth, I'm down for the truth to come out.
A formal investigation was buried so deeply the Marine Corps told us even they didn't have a copy.
We do not lie to our Marines. I mean, it's in our motto. It's in our motto, Semper Fidelis, always faithful. And faithful means we tell the truth no matter how much it hurts.
There's something that hasn't been disclosed yet. Why are they keeping it such? Why did they keep it a secret to begin with?
We've been piecing together how it happened. Why?
The fact that nobody has said anything, no paperwork, nothing, and I'm just now finding out there was even an investigation, that's kind of unsettling.
Our investigation took us across the U.S.
They said he died. I never knew his name. I can't find any document. Somebody took him out. That's a sin.
And back to Baghdad.
So why he didn't tell us? Why he lied to us? That's I want to know.
This is our effort to find out why these Marines still struggle to understand what happened to them on the worst day of their lives.
I think that was the first time I've ever had what they call a real flashback. I could smell the smoke, I could smell the dust. I was there for a few seconds. And a few seconds felt like a lifetime, but I was there. I was actually there.
Taking Cover, a new podcast from NPR. Subscribe to Embedded Plus for early ad-free access.